With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reiger. A new state report estimates that the average Montanan produced almost 10 pounds of trash each day in 2016. The proposed five-year integrated waste management plan released by the State Department of Environmental Quality earlier this week outlines a snapshot of what's happening with recycling, composting, landfills, and other forms of waste management in Montana. Dusty Johnson is a materials management specialist with the DEQ. She says reducing waste has benefits beyond hitting goals set by the state legislature.
We need to take a look at recycling because of the money value. If anything, that, you know, those are resources that have a value and they have money, and there are markets out there for that material.
Johnson says there's growing interest among Montanans to pay for recycling. She says small businesses and volunteers are organizing local curbside pickups for food waste, and that some cities are expanding the materials they accept that can be reused locally. Johnson says Montana also faces challenges when it comes to recycling. In some areas, not enough people live year-round to make it profitable.
Commodities in recycling are just like any other commodity. If you're trying to produce hay, it's pretty darn hard to sell one little bale of hay versus having two or three or four tons of hay.
Another challenge is educating people about what they can recycle locally. Diana Robinson is also with the DEQ.
We call it aspirational recycling. People think, oh, this should be recycled. So they put it in the recycling bin. And then all you've done is made it so everything that might have been recyclable in your community is just not, because there's not enough manpower for someone to go through and sort through all of your recycling just to pull out the stuff that they can use.
The report estimates Montanans generated between 1.5 and 1.8 million tons of trash in a year, which is what the city of Las Vegas produces in a day. About 17% of Montana's waste was recycled in 2016. The report is available for public comment through December 20th. Details are on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Shaylee Reiger, Montana Public Radio.